guys, Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company, Bomb Socks, to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So we're finishing up this week. We've had some phenomenal verses found in Deuteronomy. I love the power verses that are found there. I also came across, as I was reading Deuteronomy this time, a new title of Jesus Christ. I am always looking for titles of Jesus Christ in the scriptures. If you've watched a lot of our Bomb Bites episodes, I'll refer to them often. There are so many out there, and if we were to sit and try to make a list of them, it would take us forever to do it because there's so many out there. But this one, I would be surprised if most people out there are familiar with this one. I know I wasn't as I came across it this week as I was reading. So it's found in Deuteronomy 33, verse 26. It's actually mentioned twice in all of the Old Testament. It's referred to in Isaiah a little bit later on, but it's mentioned specifically twice here. It's in Deuteronomy 33, where it says in verse 26, "There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky." So you got the God of Jeshurun, which again, if you've heard of that one, that's pretty cool. I had never heard of it until this week. So there's none like him. That principle, we've talked about how there's none like Jehovah, but this idea of the God of Jeshurun. Now, for you Hebrew scholars out there, which I know all of you are watching, the God of Jeshurun. Jeshurun is a poetic name for Israel. Okay, and the name literally means, the footnote says, upright and righteous. I found another translation that says, beloved one. So you've got, here's the God of the upright, righteous, beloved Jeshurun, the house of Israel. There is none like this God of Jeshurun. So the other time it's mentioned actually is in the previous chapter. So this is one of the coolest. It's a great accolade to the children of Israel. It's to God himself saying, there's none like him, and Israel is his beloved upright one. We go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 15. This is kind of a crazy one. I'm going to go 15 to 18 here. It says, "But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. And then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation." Okay, this God of Jeshurun loves Jeshurun, but Jeshurun got fat. In fact, there's an interesting translation, the New Living Translation of this verse says, "But Israel soon became fat and unruly. The people grew heavy, plump and stuffed. And then they abandoned the God who had made them. They made light of the rock of their salvation." Now let me go back to these verses here, verses 16 through 18 of Deuteronomy 32. "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger." This is referring back to all of the times that Israel went after other gods and they built the golden calf and were constantly complaining, and they provoked the Lord. We talked about last week, the day of provocation, where they didn't get a chance to make it to the promised land. Verse 17, "They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that newly came up." I think that's so relevant to today because it seems like there's always new gods, some new god popping up that is getting the attention of people, and they're getting their eyes off of Jehovah, the rock of their salvation. It says, "whom your fathers feared not," these new gods who newly came up. And then verse 18, "of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee." I look at that and I just think, today that is so relevant because new gods popping up like crazy, new causes, something to get the children of Israel's focus off of Jehovah, this God of Jeshurun. Jeshurun is, again, righteous, upright, and beloved of the Lord, but they wax fat. And that's interesting because you get fat by not exercising. Faith is a muscle. Faith is something that you really need to work at. It is something that is a daily act to be able to focus on that. And when you stop doing that, just like any muscle, you're going to wax fat, you're going to get thick, and you're going to grow heavy, plump, and stuffed with the things that the world's trying to get into there. And so what do? You start exercising that faith, which I think is interesting. Brigham Young actually shared a quote that I thought was interesting that is very similar to this idea, and many of you are familiar with this quote. It says, "The worst fear that I have about this people as he's talking about members of the church, is that they will get rich in this country, forget God and his people, wax fat, and kick themselves out of the church and go to hell. There you go, Brother Brigham. This people will stand mobbing, robbing, poverty, and all manner of persecution and be true. But my greater fear for them is that they cannot stand wealth, and yet they have to be tried with riches. That's an interesting, some of you are probably like, hey, give me a shot on this trial, right? For they will become the richest people on this earth. And again, it's not the riches that are the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is how we choose to handle them. Jacob in the Book of Mormon talked about this. And I think there's a correlation to this with members of the house of Israel. You go over to Jacob chapter 2, and I've linked these verses together about this God of Jeshurun, where Jeshurun, children of Israel, start waxing fat and they stop remembering God. You go to Jacob chapter 2, verse 16. Oh, that he would rid you from this iniquity and abomination, and oh, that you would listen unto the word of his commands, and let not this pride of your hearts destroy your souls. And that's what I think that waxing fat is. You start getting proud. Think of your brethren like unto yourselves. Be familiar with all and free with your substance, that they may be rich like unto you. And then you've got these two verses that you're familiar with. But before you seek for riches, seek ye for the kingdom of God. And after you have obtained a hope in Christ, ye shall obtain riches if you seek them. And if you'll seek them for the intent to do good, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to liberate the captive, and administer relief to the sick and the afflicted. So it's not the idea of riches that is bad. It's the idea of the pride that can come from it. So that's why I love this title, The God of Jeshurun, who is more powerful than all. As we look to him and exercise that faith in him, we won't wax fat. We'll be able to stay healthy and strong in our faith. And I know that's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.